At this time, I would like to invite up the Town of Amherst Supervisor, Brian Culpa. Brian has been a tremendous partner for the Chamber. I said this last year, but I mean, we've been in our respective roles for the last 2.5 years now, and I think we've had a fantastic working relationship. And I will say this, that there's no elected official out there that has the vision that Brian has and the plans that Brian has. And they are aggressive, they are big picture. And Brian, we're looking forward to learning more about all of the changes that are coming to the town and how they will positively impact our region. So, Supervisor.
So first of all, thank you all for being here. Thank you to the Chamber of Commerce. If I could have a round of applause for everybody at the Chamber staff and for AJ and his team who do such a great job with this and every Chamber event throughout the year. AJ said it right. We have tremendous partners in the Chamber. Throughout our community, we have wonderful partners. Scott, what was it AJ said? Something, the school district is only as good as the town it's in. Is that, did I get that right? At the end of the day, we have a lot of people that I could acknowledge here. A lot of acknowledgments have already been made. But I want to acknowledge our higher electeds who have been such good advisors and good listeners to the town, especially Assemblywoman McMahon and Assembly Majority Leader People Stokes. I visited Albany last year with a number of other supervisors from Erie County. It's a interesting place to try to get into good dialogue and good conversation. And she told us that the place for us in Albany, the place that we could say, hey, this is our landing spot in Albany and in local government, was there in her office. Can I have one more round of applause for our great majority leader? I wouldn't be here if I didn't acknowledge my board. They do a wonderful job as a board, supporting me, pushing me, sometimes questioning me, but ultimately progressing with me. My Amherst Town Board and then my team. Julie, Maggie, Emily, Lisa, Linda, Denny, hopefully I didn't forget anybody. Joe and Dan Howard and Ellen Cost. They're just tremendous people, tremendous assets to this town. Nobody does more for the town of Amherst community than my wife, Kate, both in her own service to the Village of Williamsville and tolerating and allowing me to go out and do as much as my board does. So I'm gonna acknowledge Kate and acknowledge once more Dr. Weinstein's wife. I can tell you that she was as committed as anybody to this community, and so we feel her loss. Now Joe and AJ, none of that counted against my time. The town of Amherst. I hope Joe Eminger's still in the room. If not, the town of Amherst. The town of Amherst is, it's an interesting place. Many of you have seen this slide many times from me, but it's the fourth largest population upstate, the largest town upstate. It has one of the biggest economic anchors for Erie County, and it's a big population that swells during the daytime. It's a large budget to administer a tremendous amount of assessed property value. In order to do justice to this, we have to constantly be thinking about renewing the town and growing the town and changing the town. Nothing static in this day and age. We do that with our partners at UB and Damon and SUNY Erie. We recognize the importance of the college communities and the university communities to our town. And it starts right at the college campuses, right? South Campus. South Campus is an interesting place. South Campus is at the corner of the town of Amherst, our southwest corner. In fact, it's the corner of a lot of communities. It's the corner of Buffalo, it's the corner of town of Tonawanda, corner of Cheektowaga. but it's a corner of every community, and it's not planned by any community, or it hasn't been. It's an area, it's an urban campus that should see tremendous growth. We should have prosperity. The Upper East Side, University Heights District, Lincoln Park area, Eggertsville, and here at Amherst. This year, we're going to be undertaking a year-long project led by Amherst Planning Department with our partners in local government and higher electeds to start to look at South Campus to figure out how we can all work towards a better future in those locations. The lack of planning over the years has led to this, the single worst place in the town of Amherst. That bench is a major bus transfer station, and that bench is a foot and a half off of a puddle. I watch people get sprayed there on an almost daily basis when it rains or snows. It's a terrible spot, and it's the type of thing that we have to change here at Amherst. We have to acknowledge that we have a number of users of different transportation networks, of different socioeconomic status, and start to look for a better way to be doing business. A place that embodies change and that has a wonderful momentum to it is Station 12. In Station 12, or the old Northtown Plaza, it really goes to show what imagination and creativity on the part of the development community combined with a willingness to participate by local government can do. Take derelict facilities, empty facilities, and turn them into something positive. I keep getting the question, you know, can you confirm what businesses are coming? Can you confirm LL Bean? Is LL Bean coming? Is that static? And I keep answering, yes, Mom. But it goes to show that there's a heightened awareness for this central district. The Boulevard Central District as a whole sits halfway between North Campus and South Campus. It's a regional asset, home of a once regional and regionally pivotal Boulevard Mall. The facilities have worn down. We've seen big box retail slink away. Many of you have heard me for the past couple years talk about changing the nature of our antiquated big box retail. We've spent a year putting in zoning and going through our seeker process so we can make the big box retail at the center of the town's west side as shovel ready as redevelopment can get. We're going to need some help. We're going to need help with infrastructure. We've got a lot of roads and sewers and water systems that have never been provided. But we have great partners like Douglas Development. If you look at Seneca Tower, you'll say, hey, you know what? There's a firm that is a in my lifetime firm and has a in my lifetime attitude. And so we're excited about changes coming to the Boulevard Mall. We're excited about changes to our healthcare provision. I was on a trip downtown with a loved one who had an appointment at Roswell. And I'll tell you, going to Roswell can sometimes be a scary prognosis. You don't know exactly what you're going to find when you get there, and you're not going to know what you're going to find out. And I thought to myself, what would it be like to come here on a weekly basis or a bi-weekly basis for treatment? And what would it be like if that type of service was available here in Amherst for patients of Roswell to be able to come out locally? Very excited to be able to support Roswell's intentions to look at site here in Amherst for service provision. We think that Roswell, along with our partners in Kaleida, our partners in ECMC, our partners through Buffalo Medical, can all grow and help add to the service provisions here in the town and the medical service provision that we have. Ultimately, so much of the work we do is about service. It's about servicing people's healthcare needs. It's about servicing people's daily needs. It's about servicing people's needs for cultural appreciation. So I'm happy to announce that we've recently signed a new 3-year extension to our contract with Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village. We're going to be expanding our role and our investment there. If you don't know it, we have a number of town artifacts and town properties on that site. We are going to be launching a new campaign along with our partners in the building trades, specifically painters and glazers and carpentry union, to put together a new pre-apprentice program to get local people opportunities to gain skills, to work with journeymen, to build on a sense of career development. That might not be exactly what they had in mind, but you type in, you know, carpentry at Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village, you're a little limited. Anyways, when we look forward to engaging people, to engaging youth, to engaging our community, no department has done a better job of that than the Amherst Police Department. This year, they launched a renewed community policing effort, especially in the southern edge of the town of Amherst. That's allowed them to engage with students, to engage with children, to engage community in a different way, on bicycle, on foot, in plain clothes. And the results have been phenomenal. We've expanded our SRO program with the Great Williamsville Central School District. We're working together with all of our faculty and staffs and administrations in those schools to make sure that we have a safe sense of place here at Amherst and that we're ready. And nowhere have we been more ready, or have we been working on getting more ready, than at the old Harley-Davidson building on Bailey, the Amherst Police, the new Community Policing and Training Center. If you haven't seen it, hopefully we'll get a chance soon. It's open, it's operational. We're training there, it's a regional asset. We're training there with other jurisdictions. Town of Tonawanda's been in there, University Police. We're working on creating environments for SWAT and tactical groups to go into and practice and simulate, because so much of what they need to practice is de-escalation. And use of force doesn't mean just how to apply force, but how to de-escalate the need for use of force. We're using virtual simulators. We're creating new opportunities for police to train in different ways that Western New York has never seen. And the police do a great job of keeping us safe here in Amherst, but we have to do a better job with streets and infrastructure. We have to do a better job at our intersections and along our roadways. So I'm proud to announce that we're going to be installing this year and next at every town intersection a MyoVision product. MyoVision uses adaptive AI to figure out how to move traffic and figure out when there's pedestrians coming into play. Signals talking to other signals and building a smart grid throughout the town of Amherst. It'll be fully implemented in 2 years. It's okay, we can, thank you, thank you. That's good. That's good. The people at MyoVision will be very glad that they got an applause. But 2 years from now, we're gonna be a smart thoroughfare. We're gonna have smart thoroughfares. We're gonna be thinking differently about our town and county roads. This is usually the part where I come into streets and state roadways, where I ask if there's anybody from DOT in the room. It's okay, I'll be nice. So it's also usually the time where I drop a terrible Lord of the Rings reference that my staff find regrettable. And Maggie pointed out yesterday that I didn't have one. But if you think about places where one simply does not walk in, Niagara Falls Boulevard comes to mind. Niagara Falls Boulevard is a place that has been terrible. It's been terrible for pedestrians, cars, bicyclists. 300 auto accidents a year, 6 pedestrian fatalities in the past 5 years, a number of pedestrian injuries north of the 290. It's time for change. We are changing it. If you haven't seen, there's 51 lights energized, part of a greater build out. We've got 40 lights to go. But it is lit up, it's illuminated, it's allowing people to make better decisions at night, better communications. We have a long way to go on this boulevard. This April, we're going to be launching into a planning process that basically looks to create a boulevard that's a true Main Street to Willow Ridge and to Park Triangle in town of Tonawanda. And something that is walkable and more feasible and easier to understand and easier to manage. Picture Main Street in Williamsville. Shattered the old presumptions that the local government had no say, that local residents had no say in their state roadways. It was a successful project in transforming parts of the village for pedestrian access. And I'm saying that it's time now to apply the same logic to Main Street and Snyder. Main Street and Snyder, right? The old division. Anybody here from Snyder? I'm from Williamsville, so we're not supposed to talk or something. old biases, that chasm separates two of our more vibrant commercial districts, two of our more vibrant population centers. This year, with DOT and GBNRTC, we're going to be working on taking those on and off ramps to the south offline. It's going to take a while. But we're going to work through engineering, take those offline, turning the northern ramps into true T intersections, and allowing bicyclists and pedestrians safe access along the southern bridge. Eliminating intersections that look like this and sidewalks that look like that, right? That person is safer than the person on that last one. Further down Main Street, we've got 88 feet of asphalt for people to cross at one of our densest intersections at Harlem and Main. 88 feet. Other things that are 88 feet include the deck of a Nimitz class aircraft carrier. If you can land an F-16 on your arterial, your street is too wide. This year, with the New York State DOT as a partner, we're going to be eliminating some of that asphalt, extending curb lines, and making the heart of Snyder easier for pedestrians to move about. When you talk about reversing notions or reversing, changing the way public policy is viewed, Amherst has been, for the past couple decades, building out to a robust economy that includes many of your offices and many of your corporate headquarters. And it's come at a loss of forestation. We've deforested better than anybody in Western New York. It's now our job to reforest. And it's our job to replant and renew our green environment. We're doing that through a Million Tree Initiative. A Million Tree Initiative begins with local development. We're telling everybody, you know, look, million trees. People ask me why a million, and my staff especially. But why a million trees? Why a million trees? Because that's 29 trees per acre. It's not that many trees. 29 trees per acre. If we can plant 29 trees, we're asking development to be tree neutral plus 29 per acre. If we can't do that, that's $200 a tree that we're going to put into an Amherst tree fund. And we're going to use that to grant to local not-for-profits and clubs to plant trees. We're going to plant trees. Not all of them are going to be huge. Some of them are going to be in incubators. We're going to start reforesting places like Young's Road. And we're going to preserve what we have. Muir Woods in this town is synonymous with the old line of logic, the way the town used to be. Combat between business and residents. I'm proud to announce that we've scrapped that idea. We've worked with the development community, Sibinelli Development specifically, on ways to take product that we need in the town of Amherst, like student housing, introduce student housing, and then recapture green space. Oops, recapture green space. We're going to be creating Muir Woods Park. And for anybody that's keeping score, I think that's Park 43 or 44, but who's counting? Amherst Central Park, another one of these scenarios, right? The precipice of people not willing to negotiate or to move over on ideas. We're building linkages. We've been working with our private sector partners and our residents to create an opportunity to really respect nature, to create a destination for the town of Amherst, to replant and reinvigorate watersheds, and create a central park that's bar none in Western New York. That central that central park is gonna be home, a permanent home to Musical Fair. We're working hard with Musical Fair. Musical Fair is here today. I'm sure that they would love to talk to you about assisting in their capital campaign. Our Amherst parks are important to us. Challenger Baseball and green infrastructure are going to allow us to renew and reinvigorate Delwood and Statler parks. A partnership with Damon Athletics is going to allow us to renew and reinvigorate Royal Park. We're working hard to create environments where people can be and people can say, I'm proud to be here. Gateway Park, by the way, I guess if you're wondering who's counting, it's this guy. Park 42, as it's been termed. We are going to create a gateway and a park at Niagara Falls Boulevard and Kenmore Avenue that's going to be home to a permanent farmers market. It's going to reintroduce appropriate bus stations, no more sitting on concrete blocks. Sometimes it takes government to step in and take care of problem facilities. That was one of them. This project will be going through this year. I'd like to thank Assemblywoman McMahon for her support on that project. All those are part of a townwide biofilter. We continue to treat stormwater and polluted stormwater as opportunities to correct ourselves. Nowhere is that more prominent than at Park School, where the recently completed Science Center is set up using green infrastructure technology and will be the host for green water, green infrastructure forum in May. We'll invite everybody to attend. Finally, we get into renewables. We have a partner that is now looking at adding our first private solar collector in Amherst, and we're going to do so in a way that allows the solar to coexist and cohabitate with active agriculture so we can bring back and add life and vitality to our ag community. Ultimately, we look at Ellicott Creek and Tonawanda Creek for opportunities to harness water and harness hydropower using small infrastructure implementations and return to the water-based economy that we once were. And lastly, we're creating a new park and putting a major addition on our Audubon Library that services so many in this community. With that, thank you all. Thank you again to the Chamber.
Great job, Supervisor. Thank you very much for that in-depth look of where we are headed in the town. And I know I could tell from everybody, you are very excited. You definitely touched a few nerves there that got everybody very excited about the future. So thank you. Let's give it another round of applause for the Supervisor. I'm glad he left that up there for me. So.
One click,
all right. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us today. We promise to have you out of here before 1:30 all the time. We stick to that timeline. But lastly, I just want to say once again, thank you very much to the Majority Leader for installing our board, to our Board of Directors, and to our investors and members. Thank you so much for your support. Everybody have a safe weekend. Take care, and to our next event. Thank you.